The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
This episode is all about experimental music.
It is a broad term for any music that pushes the boundaries of traditional forms. Music with an exploratory, open-minded approach that often embraces uncertainty and unconventional sounds and techniques to create new possibilities.
Artists from Bjork, FK Twigs, Aphex Twin, Arca, Sophie, Def Grips, Kanye West, Tyler the Creator, Grimes, and Radiohead to Outkast, Charlie XCX, and Caroline Polachek are a few that have pushed experimental music forward, challenging the boundaries of sound, genre, and creativity in their own special ways.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to On Aux, a music-based podcast where every week we dive into a new music genre, sharing our own personal album picks to review, debate, and rave about.
From hot takes to hidden gems, we're here to put each other and you, the listeners, on. So plug in and vibe out as we take turns running the playlist because everyone gets a turn on Aux.
Since this is our first episode or first debut in Spirit Live, why don't we briefly introduce ourselves and say our favorite artist? I'll just go first for this part. My name is Frank Handel.
Hi guys.
And I'd say my favorite artist is Kali Uchis, but I have a lot of favorite artists, so she's my favorite.
I'm Katarina, and I would say like my favorite artist right now is either Okelu and Caroline Polachek. Those are like my main two people.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Kara, and I have a lot of favorite artists, but my favorite, like my top favorite one, is Pink Panthers.
Did you just check your phone for that, or did you have that on the top of your
head?
Yeah,
I had to check. Did you know that for that? The genre focus in this episode is experimental. So after a stressful session of looking through our Spotify libraries, we each chose an experimental album that is not only a favorite of ours, but one we truly believe defines the experimental genre. Who would like to go first?
I'll bite the bullet. Okay. Guys. I got go it. I have
like
so many.
I like your confidence.
Yeah. I don't album. Know, guys. I had to just go for it. I have so many albums that are very experimental in my library, like Arca and all that kind of stuff. I'm really weird with it. But I decided to pick one that I normally don't hear anyone talk about. So the album's called And They Mine for Our Bodies by, I'm probably going to butcher this name, Gayo the Arsonist. He's pretty dope. I liked this album. The album cover, like, really, like, is why I listened to it to begin with, because it's, like, so...
I've seen it.
It's so really cool. It's really cool. And it really stood out to me, and I was like, wow, this is, like, a cool cover. I'd say the music is definitely closer to, like, JPEG Mafia, if you like that kind of, like...
Yes.
Like, really experimental cloud rap.
Yeah, I would say it has a little bit of, like, a rap influence.
Yeah.
It's not, like, fully, like, one genre, though.
No, it's... Yeah. That's why I chose it, because it's, like, it's really just, like, it's really out there. This album came out in 2024 on October 18th. He currently has 102,000 monthly listeners, so guys, tap in.
All right.
My favorite picks, I'd say, are the last song, Phantasm. I think that's how you say that. Right Between the Eyes was also pretty good. I did, like, Do As I Say. On the Train Right Here, I liked Trenchfoot a lot. That Trenchfoot, like, really hit me different this time. I don't know why. It feels a little, like, dark-themed, like, kind of,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, no, I was gonna say, it gave me emo vibes, but, like, in a good way.
Yeah.
It sounded like, I literally said this earlier, it sounds like an impending doom. Like,
oh,
I was like,
sure.
I feel, like, worried that something's gonna happen.
Yeah, but it was really cool. Like, I felt...
I to play at the end of the world.
Yeah, literally.
It feels so cool.
End of the world playlist.
Yeah, and I feel like the cover really, like, encapsulates how it sounds. It's really cool, and, like, it's very different. And I would say, like, the thing with that I have with experimental music is there's going to be a lot of stuff that you will definitely like, and there's going to be a lot of stuff that you don't like, but it's cool because it's experimental, so like
it's like a mixed bag.
Yeah, like they're doing stuff that's like different, so it's like you might like it or you might not, but it's like when you do like it's like, wow, this is really different.
Is it one guy?
I think so. Yeah, it's one dude. He's pretty cool. So yeah, that's my album for today.
Okay, so my album pick for the experimental genre would be Choke Enough by Okelu. It was released in 2025 on February 7th. So it's close to a year since it came out, but not quite. I would say it's like more in the electronic section and less of like a rap type of vibe. I would say like electronic or like EDM if it was like super quiet.
Yeah.
So like I've heard it be described as like EDM for introverts, which is really good, or like brat for people that are 5 feet.
I heard brat for like flies.
Yeah, I've heard like gnome like garden gnome music.
Yeah,
that type of stuff. But yeah, I would say like the four like big tracks that kind of like stand out to me the most Thank You for Recording. I would say that's like my all-time favorite one on the entire album. I just love it. Like when she produces, there's so many layers. It's not just like one simple like percussion track. It's like she uses like different sounds as percussion and she doesn't use like typical drums. So you kind of like get the rhythm and the beat by like other noises that aren't really like a solid type of beat.
Yeah.
And like Harvest Sky, Family and Friends, and Blade Bird. Those are the other three that are like the runner-ups
for me. I've
heard
that last one.
Blade Bird.
That's my favorite. Really, that's really my favorite. Yeah.
Really, really good. And then me and Frank actually saw her in concert.
Yeah, she was amazing live, guys. I swear, like, she was so good. That was such a beautiful concert.
So gorgeous.
Gorge. And I was kind of sad that Blade Bird was like an encore.
It was an encore song.
I was so shocked.
Probably because it's like the song everybody's like, please play.
Yeah, like everyone wanted to hear it. I was like, wow, like encore. I really like this album. ICT is great.
That's a really good one too. And it's like, again, like she does this thing where she just like layers a sound and then she layers like, she just keeps putting things on top of each other, but then they all sound like coherent, but they're all different noises. So it always starts with like a little bit and then it like builds up as the song goes. And that's kind of like a pattern for most of her songs.
And I'd say like, it's great for if you're really tired and your ears are tired, but you still want to like feel really upbeat. That's exactly
sleeping
what this
music?
Is. Not is even like this is like friendly? This is like when I have a headache, but I still want to like have some like fun music. This is what I listen to.
It's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Does she produce her own music?
She does. I think she produces and writes her own songs.
She's really talented. Yeah.
Amazing. And like composes it too. It's like really good.
Yeah, I love her melodies. And what was the song with the flute in the background?
There's so many.
I think it's ICT.
I think it's ICT.
Yeah. It felt like a video game like backing track.
Yeah.
It honestly did. Like I've heard people say that it sounds like, I've never played this video game, but like Legend of Zelda, I've heard people compare it to that.
Sure.
Or like any like story mode video game where like you're like in the woods or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
And I just forget she's French. Like at the concert, she was like, hello.
Bonjour.
No, not even.
Yeah,
like
she was like, she was like, is it hot? I can tell. I have a fever. And I was like, oh.
It was okay. She's very. Yeah. I love her. She's great.
Out of all the options I could have chose for this genre, and mind you, it's a really broad genre, so anything could be classified as experimental. Honestly.
True.
And I really like pop, electronic pop, dance pop, hyper pop. So I decided to go for an album that I think basically transitioned and directed pop out of the mainstream and kind of branched it out to the point where pop isn't really defined as a recognizable standard thing.
Yeah.
It's more like ambiguous now. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So that is How I'm Feeling Now by Charlie XCX. And I think it's a staple in experimental pop, in my opinion. I don't know about you guys.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I chose this album because I know a lot of people, especially on social media, are bumping Party For You because it's a huge one.
Yep.
To the point where Charlie, like, she released a music video for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of all the traction it's getting.
Like 5 years after
it came out. Yeah, I know. Literally, it has a chokehold on the world. And I'm all for, like, the art of an album.
Yeah.
And I believe that, like, if you like a song, you should definitely try out the album. So I found this is the opportunity to, like, mention this album for those who don't really know Charlie like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very for, like, playing the whole album if you like one song, because you never know sometimes. Like I listen to one song, I play the album, and then I like other songs in the album more than the song I listened to
before.
Yeah,
so you never know, guys.
It's the whole experience.
100%
Yeah. So I'd say How I'm Feeling Now is basically Charlie's experimental peak. Her peak is still going, obviously, but like I feel like How I'm Feeling Now is definitely her like start to her peak.
Yeah.
She releases during the pandemic, so you could like basically call this her pandemic album. She was like really bored when she was making it. The production is very raw, glitchy, crunchy in a way, and tracks such as like, what tracks are very crunchy in that album?
Anthems for sure.
I think Anthems is my favorite on that album.
For sure. Well, mine is Claws.
I love Claws.
Claws is
so
actually
good.
A masterpiece.
Wow.
I can't.
Okay, can I tell a story about Claws real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I hadn't really listened to the full album yet, and I was on Instagram Reels, like, what's new? And there was like a trend where people were taking like Final Destination clips and putting like Charlie XCX songs over them to make them like not as scary. And I heard Claws like in one of those, and I was like, wait, this sounds so good. That's actually how I got into Claws.
Really?
It was like watching people die from Final Destination. I think it was like that one log scene.
And then it's like, wait, what part in Claws?
I don't watch Final Destination.
I know that one.
Yeah.
You know Magdalena Bay?
Yeah, obviously.
We went to the concert.
Do you remember in 2020 she made like a remix? She remixed her own version of Forever.
I think
you probably heard the audio.
100%.
It was on TikTok, all over
TikTok. Yeah.
She made it so like soft and beautiful. Yeah, I remember that. I really love that as well. I like to view the album as like a historical piece.
It's probably going to be labeled as something historical. Even like 50 years, people are going to look at that album and be like, this was a classic. Like,
yeah. Barack Obama will put on his playlist one day. I can guarantee that.
He has good music.
Michelle,
taste.
Look at the song.
Party for you.
My fellow Americans. Party for you.
Really good. I heard this on my TikTok.
My newsfeed.
I heard on my newsfeed. Sorry.
What's this catcher like? You know, wait.
Well, maybe clear.
Let me be clear.
Let me be clear. Party for you is the best track on the album. Michelle, need to listen to this.
Guys, when we send out the music to the space, we must put Charlie XCX on there.
Mm-hmm.
Party for you.
Yeah, it's historical because it's like a time capsule because it was made in the year of 2020, you know?
Yeah.
And I say she killed it for being alone in her room.
For sure.
Yeah, that takes a lot of talent.
Making beats.
Yes. Yes.
And that's that for Charlie.
Here's some honorable mentions from the three of us. Does anyone want to go first or should I go first?
Go first, Frank.
I have so many to talk about. You guys don't even know.
Maybe I should go last, actually.
Maybe I should go last. You guys want to go?
I have
a few. I would say like this was also released in 2025. I literally think in February also. Maybe January, actually. Which is so funny. But like, It's Eusexua by FK Twigs.
Oh my god, so good.
Like genuinely, like if that doesn't get nominated for at least like best like electronic album, best like, I don't know, anything. Honestly, literally anything. Like if it doesn't get nominated for a Grammy, like that's insane.
I will actually have
such
to put
a good like really good. Drums of Death has to be one of the best songs that has ever been like created. Frank is freaking
guys,
out.
You're like hitting my knees. This is like my favorite album of the year. When it dropped, I pulled an all-nighter and I pulled up to class like a zombie because I was listening to that. I listened to it like 100 times back to back, guys.
I was listening to it on the train. I was like, this is so good. And then Striptease, I was like,
oh, that one's so good.
So good.
I was like, wait a
so
minute.
Good. I'm such a fan.
Even to Childlike Things, that one's also good.
Yeah. That is also like
all
unfortunately very, very good.
So good.
Very, very good.
So
and then good. She was on tour, but then like she canceled for Toronto. I think it was like some visa issues.
But we couldn't even go because we weren't 19 yet.
So. We weren't even 19 yet, so we couldn't even buy tickets. And it was in April, so none of us were going to be turning 19.
But she's releasing a new album, guys, so maybe she might tour for that.
Maybe.
It's called
She Might Come Back.
So.
Yes.
But the new single, the first single has been really good. It was, what's it called again? I'm blanking for no reason. Cheap Hotel. Cheap Hotel, I didn't like it at first.
Yeah.
And then when I liked it, I was like, wow, this is like...
You don't understand the vibe.
Genuinely, I listened to it 40 times back to back, and I'm not lying. That was like a
so
stat
good.
I hit. So good. Any other...
I would say like, this is actually like, I would say like my favorite, like genuinely my favorite album of all time, but Desire, I Want to Turn Into You by Caroline Polachek is like the best, like... If you're sick and tired of like, you're like, oh, like pop music these days are just not good. Like, you're not digging deep enough.
No.
You need to find, it's not even that deep either. You just need to look a little bit and you'll find like Desire, I Want to Turn Into You by Caroline Polachek. It is so good. It's so summery and it literally just sounds like what summer feels like naturally. 100%. Like, it just naturally sounds like summer without even trying. It was like one of my first introductions to the experimental music, especially like experimental pop, so good. Was my top artist in 2024 on Spotify Wrapped.
And as someone who didn't like her initially, guys, just give it every chance in the world. Like when it clicks with you, it'll
yeah. The first time I listened to it, I was like, yeah, like I understand. And then literally, like not even like a few weeks later, every single song was individually hitting, like days at a time. I was like, wait, this song is really good. And then like a few days later, another song would like shock me and be like, wait, this song is really good. Hold on. It feels like a different listen, like every single time.
For sure. And it's like even songs I would hate at first, it was like, wow, this is like,
wait, this
really
is life changing.
Like, hold on. Guys, I have so many. I'm just gonna have to like speed run this. So guys, like try and keep up with me, please. If you have listened to 1000 Gex, the album, go for it. Also 100 Gex is really good. I also really love Ringtone with Charlie XCX.
That one's so good.
And like there's other features on that too, Rico Nasty and Caro Benito. Amazing song.
This
I love
that.
This
is so 2020.
Right?
I know. When it came out, it was such a time capsule.
When it came out?
I think it was 2020.
I think it was 2020. Yeah, okay, the Deluxe, the remix album was 2020, and then the 1000 Gex was 2019.
Okay, same
Oh my gosh.
Two Hollis, if y'all ain't tapped in, tap in right now. I like Boy by Two Hollis. I like Jeans. Yeah. I mean, Boy, the whole album. I love Too Bad is my favorite, but
I'm going to be so honest. I like some of his songs. I'm not a big listener, but I feel like
yeah.
the one song that I do like from him is Flash. That's
Flash.
A really good one.
Oh my God, oh, yeah.
Yes.
I agree,
that
I agree.
That's so good.
That's the only one I know.
Yeah, it's so good, though.
It's really, really good. Him and that blonde hair.
Blonde hair, blonde my favorite hair. Twin.
His concert videos are really funny.
Yeah, I love it. So okay, this is also like, I'm going to just list a bunch of stuff right now, guys. Get ready. Bjork, if you're not tapped into Bjork, like, just come on. Debut, I love Debut. Honestly, just, yeah, listen to Bjork in general. Cecile Believe.
Oh my gosh, her EP, she's the voice of Sophie's songs. So a lot of her songs, like Face Shopping and Pony Boy, like that's Cecile Believe's voice.
Insane,
which is really good.
Literally insane. Guys, Sophie, I feel I feel like this is for the people who haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, that's like a god of a whole experience.
Yeah, guys, this like
you need to listen to Sophie before you listen to anything else.
Literally,
your life will never be the same again. I don't know how you say the name, but it's. VYZEE.
Oh my God, yeah. It's actually getting popular on TikTok now.
I was first.
I didn't understand. I was like, wow. Like, I
know that problem.
Yeah.
I know that.
I think now we should switch gears and start talking about all the new music that came out, I think last night, because it's Friday, and what's coming out next week. Any like albums you guys want to shout out that came out this week?
I haven't listened to it, but.
What was the lineup this week? There
was a lot that came out this week.
Shoot them
out. Do you want me to break it down?
I haven't listened to it, but I know Megan Thee Stallion released an album. Did she release an album?
No, it was a single. Okay, let me give you the full recap because I have everything in my library. So, A Little Louder, Please by Rose Grey Deluxe dropped today.
Oh my God, the Deluxe dropped today.
Yep. It's Not That Deep by Demi Lovato also dropped today. Sons of Spurgy by Daniel Caesar also dropped today.
Oh, I know, that's a big one.
Star X Lover Supernova by Dreamer Insomnia dropped today. Psycho Warrior MG Ultra X by Machine Girl dropped today. We also got Good AM 10th Anniversary by Mac Miller dropped today with three new songs. Wow. Cornucopia Live by Bjork dropped today.
I said Chromacopia by
Bjork. Oh my God, I thought it was going to be like the creator Bjork collab.
Bjork.
Bjork.
We got Princess of Power Deluxe by Marina that dropped today. I Am by Imogen Heap. That's an EP. I think she has a new album on the way. This is just the singles that dropped today. Private by The Neighborhood dropped today.
Really? Remember that.
Yeah.
They're starting up their band again.
Yep, they're back.
They're back.
After EP 2 by After.
Oh my God, After. Friday. I love After. Them.
They're so good,
they're
guys.
They're so underrated. You know, they met on Hinge, and then instead of dating, they just made music.
Guys, like, meet your music partners on Hinge.
Yeah, meet your business partners on Hinge. If you want to be serious and get a job, go to Hinge instead of going on a date.
100%.
This is actually sponsored by Hinge.
Yeah, it
this
is.
This episode
is
sponsored by Do you feel lonely, stuck, or like...
Or you need music taste? Yeah. Go to Hinge.
Do you feel single? Or you want to be a music producer? Want to learn how to use Pro Tools? Hinge.
Deadbeat by Tame Impala dropped last Friday.
Oh,
I've heard so many mixed reviews. I personally loved it. Dracula
The only song I've heard from it is Dracula, and it's really good.
It's a good album. Yeah. People were just being boring. I don't know.
I just need to warm up to it.
Yeah. I Like Your Look by Kim Petras dropped October 14th. That's her third single for her new album. I highly recommend. This is probably going to be my album of the year, maybe, because it's been so good when she drops it. She's producing her own music, and she has producers like Frost Children working with her. Really good. Also, if you don't know Frost Children, check them out.
So other than honorable mentions, any music that you've been bumping recently?
Yes.
I'll go last because I've been talking too much today.
I have this new pop girl named Adela. So good.
Literally.
Her new EP, genuinely, like, I don't think she has, like, a horrible... Like, doesn't have a bad song at all. There's no song that I'm like, this is mid. You know, like, I just... She's, like, on the rise. Like, she's so good.
It's so satisfying after the Cat's Eye.
I know, after the documentary when, like, she literally was the first person to get eliminated and, like, after being, like, one of the top-rated, like, people by the executives. It was, like, it's so satisfying to see her, like, get her flowers and, like... She's at, like, 1.1 million or something now, like, monthly listeners.
She's getting to Gaga status.
I know. It's crazy. I have a prediction that she's opening for Demi Lovato's new tour.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
I genuinely think that she's going to be opening because Demi Lovato and her have been posting, like,
really? That's crazy.
24/7. And like Demi Lovato went to her recent show.
Yeah.
And like obviously she just released a new album like today. So I think that Adele is going to be the one to open for her.
Demi Lovato's been tapped in.
She's been tapped in. Which is like, her, yeah. her what is it? Her creative director is the same one that worked with Charlie XCX during Brat and Claro during Charm.
Oh, so she's cooking.
So yeah. like this creative director is cooking. Like
I will say like people need to stop saying that like she's trying to be Charlie XCX because
she isn't.
Are we talking about the same person? Like it's Demi Lovato. She's like
been here.
She's the OG party girl.
Yeah,
she's for been those here. Who know, she's been doing that. So like I don't know why people are like
those who know
those for those who know her those lore. Know. Like this is not new. She's been that party girl. And it's like people crazy, like they're like, oh, she's trying to be do Brat, she's trying to be Brat, she's trying to be Charlie X, she's trying to eat her nachos. No, like she is the nachos. She's been the nachos.
Literally.
Like she's been
since
like
Camp Rock, yeah, since like, Barney.
She's
since
been like
that.
The experimental like crazy like, party girl for the people who didn't even like do that. Like she's been that. Like
Kara, do you have any
what are you listening to?
That
right
you're
now,
listening
Kara?
To right now yeah. that you're like
what's in your ears?
Speaking of like pop girlies.
Zara Larsson and Pink Panthers.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Did I clock you?
No, yeah. She released, okay, Pink Panthers released a remix album with so many features. Like, it was so overwhelming.
I'm it's not like even, a paragraph of features. Like, it's crazy.
Like, she had, like, 3 for each song.
It's actually insane. Like, okay, Lou's on there.
Yes,
she
mentions.
Is.
Yo,
mentioned.
Yep. And Zara really, Larsson's really on good. There.
Zara Larsson, for sure. Yeah, I've been listening to Midnight Sun. That was my summer album.
Period.
Oh, that was
no,
so
actually,
good.
You know what? It wasn't released in the summer.
No.
It was released after summer.
But the single was
but the
there.
Single, yeah.
It had a presence. It had a yeah. lot of presence.
Love Zara Larsson. It's so satisfying. Just like Adele, kind of like seeing her rise. It
She's
took so
around.
Her
long.
Voice is amazing.
Literally,
like,
people
wow.
say Beyonce's white daughter.
And she loves Beyonce yes. too. She loves yes. Beyonce.
Yeah. So just pop girls. I've been listening to a lot of Doja Cat recently.
Oh my god.
Oh, don't.
How have not mentioned her new album? This is so crazy. V is so good. That's one of my
Gorgeous.
Albums of the year.
Gorgeous is so good. That
shout out V.
Gorgeous.
Shout out V.
Shout out V. I hope you hear this. But I will say Strangers is the best song.
Mm. I like Strangers, but from Preacher's Daughter.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love that one
the
too.
The Battle of the Strangers.
I love
the
that
battle
one too.
Of the Strangers.
But Doja Cat Strangers is like, if I had to put that, like, it just feels like love. Like, it's Aww. Just so, it's beautiful. It's
I
beautiful.
Love, I love that for you.
I love love.
I love that.
So, Strangers is beautiful.
Yeah, other than that, I've been really liking genres such as house, because it makes me feel really rich.
It makes me feel Try like I'm an out. H&M, too.
Same
exactly.
Here. Same here.
No, I love that vibe. And I've also been listening to a lot of 90s hip hop.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I love that.
Yes, 90s hip hop.
Hey.
Oops.
80s
bad. Episode coming soon.
Coming soon, guys.
Stay tuned.
I'd say my pick for this week, I've been kind of everywhere emotionally and music wise. I've been into Carpenters recently, so Dancing in the Street has been my goat. I've also listened to Perverts by Ethel Kane.
Wow.
And it's crazy because so Katarina put me on to Ethel Kane. I didn't listen to her at all. And then the series has just been like,
I was like, she's going to change your life. I was like, oh my God. This is life changing.
Ethel Kane is one of the most experimental artists you'll ever hear. I might be wrong about that. But I think for the yeah. genre she's trying to go for, the vibe she's going for, it's experimental in what she's doing, in the sense that, like, I don't think I've genuinely heard an artist with this kind of vibe go for something like this. Because, like, when you hear experimental, it's usually, like, very loud and, like, it's just, a lot of the mainstream experimental stuff is very, like...
They're just, like, putting stuff together and trying to be yeah. more loud and, like,
she's
upbeat.
She's, like, she'll be, like, quiet and then she'll break it up with, like, and it's, like, oh.
I like one of her songs. It's called American Teenager.
Yes, her most popular.
Oh, okay, so yes. niche pick. Yes. Such a niche pick.
I think Preacher's that. Daughter is also one of the best albums of all time.
Oh, for sure.
I'm, like,
it's
that
a goat.
Doesn't top anything. No. I'm, like... No, nothing,
nothing
tops this
it.
Album. Actually, no. Sorry, I lied.
Sorry, like you flipped
I kind of lied a little. And that's a wrap on our first episode of On Aux. Today, we dove into the world of experimental music and topped it off with some of the newest drops this week.
You can rent us music in our Google form, located in our Instagram bio. Because who knows, maybe you could be on Aux next.
For updates, follow us on Instagram at On Aux Podcast. And tune in next week when we plug in, press play, and dive into another genre that keeps the aux moving. Until then, I'm Kara.
I'm Frank.
And I'm Katarina.
And catch us every week on Aux, only on Spirit Live.